Senate Bill 61 has had its second reading.
Senate Bill 61, having had second readings, have a final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. When last I spoke on this subject, I was asked several questions, and the inference from those questions was that if marijuana were found in one's blood, one would automatically be guilty of driving under the influence of an intoxicant, and that simply is not the case. This bill simply adds marijuana to the mix. If one's driving is affected, and that's the operating word, or the operative word, affected, if one's driving is affected by any illegal substance, alcohol, illicit drugs, prescribed drugs, or any combination thereof, one may be charged, depending on the fact situation. Now, if you prefer to think we're better off allowing someone to get high on marijuana to drive and to have their driving attended to it, then vote for this bill, if you think that's right. If, on the other hand, you think that no one should be allowed to operate a motor vehicle while their driving is impaired by any substance, then vote yes on this vehicle. Now, I don't have the pharmacological background to argue the consequences, nor do I have anything more than the common sense that goes with this bill. Very simply, if your driving is impaired by some substance, it is and it should be against the law. Remember those two words, driving and impaired. Proof that a substance caused that impairment or caused that bad driving is a situation for the court. I urge you to pass Senate Bill 61. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 61. Representative Cohn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of this body. As you can tell, it's not easy to rise and talk on this subject. Already I've been ridiculed. The positions I've taken have certainly not been easy. But Copernicus was cast out of the church for saying that the earth circled the sun, and I'm going to be telling you facts that are no less true. Laws are based on facts, not on your gut feelings or your likes or dislikes. This law is about trying to keep people from driving their vehicles while they are impaired, and I certainly support that. And yet the reality comes down to this. The community in my district that is the largest is Hot Springs, and we are 15th largest in this state. And law enforcement in my county frequently pull young people over, and they frequently smell marijuana in their car. And that is all the basis they need, all the probable cause that they need to pursue. Now, the problem that we have is that this bill was tied with a concept, and that concept is presumption. The presumption that the mere presence of a substance will make you impaired is ridiculous. We all drive our vehicles under the influence of caffeine. And believe me, caffeine is a drug. The problem we have with the marijuana inclusion is the metabolic decay rate, the length of time it can stay in your system, and the problem that we have with probable cause. As Representative Henney said, we don't want people driving impaired, but I don't believe anybody in this body truly understands how expensive the judicial system is. It will cost you $5,000 minimum just to fight a DWI. And you don't have to prove, excuse me, they don't have to prove you're guilty, you have to prove you're innocent. This bill is about highway safety. And we need to be deciding, based on scientific data and studies, the presence of which substances and which levels involve impairment. I've passed out to you only a small selection of the studies that have been done on this. You don't have to decide this in ignorance, nor can you hide behind ignorance anymore. The one study has a table on it that is very consistent with the studies that have been done. The table here is from the Australian Department of Transportation study. Read it. It's very well laid out, folks. It shows that alcohol has a 7.6% or 7.6 times greater likelihood, if you are under the influence of alcohol, at even a 0.05 level of having an accident. A normal person has a rating of 1.0. And yet in this study, marijuana came in at 0.6. Does that mean you should be smoking pot before you drive your car? Of course not. That's stupid. But what it does mean is there's no correlation between automobile accidents and the presence of marijuana metabolite. So why are you going to pass the law? Because you don't want to look like you're pro-drug? How is protecting your children and your loved ones from false prosecution and needless prosecution going to put you in the position of being pro-drug? How can this be advancing any drug agenda? 5% of the world's population, we have 25% of the world's prisoners. We just incarcerated our 2 millionth one, but I guess that isn't enough. Let's pass more laws. Let's lock up more people, and let's not even base them on fact. Ladies and gentlemen, for some of you out there, I need to tell you something. The world's round. It's not flat. Look at the facts. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 61. Further remarks on Senate Bill 61. Hearing none. The question for the House then is the final passage of Senate Bill 61. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Haley and Ketzel. Representative Ketzel. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 41, nays 22, absent 1, excused 6.
Senate Bill 61, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.